it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it.
Good afternoon or morning to our West Coasters. How are you? Did you sleep well? Having a good weekend? Well, it's time to take a turn for the awesome with today's That Computer Show. That's right, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to episode 146 of That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news.
That was epic.
It was, actually. That's pretty, I'm feeling pretty good about that. Okay, I've got some Star Wars The Old Republic news in the form of space combat. Got some mixed reviews so far. We're going to tell you why. Hopefully my buddies over at BioWare won't kick my butt. What is that episode of BioWare? I mean, of That Computer Show? Episode 2 billion 3? No, whatever. Okay.
I've got a story about some litigation irritation.
Litigation. Put some cream on it.
Yeah. An ointment.
An ointment. And, you know, actually, this is real news. A layman's discussion on why private WoW servers are so illegal, it might cost you $88 million. Wow. StarCraft II to get its first major update. What and why? Find out here.
And guys, our personal experiences with Scott Pilgrim versus the World on Xbox.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Scott Pilgrim, the video game, out and in your face. Also in your pants if you're playing it wrong.
What's your record for a hit combo?
106.
111.
Really? Awesome! Oh, it's on now. And a follow-up to last month's Portal to College news, StarCraft being used to teach economics at the U of F. And speaking of the U of F, a spurned video game designer turns to stripping after she got a, quote, worthless degree. See how I just did that? That was awesome. Little insinuation. And a heated debate takes hold at That Computer Store. If you were a real-life World of Warcraft character, what would you be? I have a feeling this is going to take up more time than is appropriate. If you're listening to us on Twitter, TCS Joe is the nick. Send us your answers. I'd like to discuss this. This is pretty important news. Forget the real stuff like the golf and, yeah, forget about that. All that and a bag of chips on today's That Computer Show. Okay. You ready, Chris?
Let's do it, man.
Where should we start? Okay.
Let's light this candle.
Okay. Star Wars The Old Republic. We have talked about this game a lot.
I am so excited, man. I'm OMG, OMG, OMG.
OMG, SWTOR, GDS, OB, LAPD, ROTFL, BBQ, 11, exclamation, 11. I'm really psyched, but, SDFU, Leviticus showed us the footage. Have you seen the footage?
I have not seen the footage.
Can you play the footage?
Is it like video of feet?
That's the footage fetishage.
That's the fetish footage.
Wow, say that three times fast.
I can't do it.
Anyway, if you go to Star Wars The Old Republic, www.swtor.com, you can check out the new space combat video.
Ooh.
Now, I have mixed feelings because it is visually stunning. It looks amazing. But it also looks like it's on rails. You remember the old Rebel Assault, the old Star Wars video game?
I didn't get a chance to play that.
You played
the last, like, Star Wars fighting game, like, space combat game I got to play, and I'm gonna... was TIE Fighter. The original.
Oh, yeah, this was that. This was, it was on rails. You couldn't just fly off into space, and you had it was an arcade-style space shooter, and you could only go in a certain direction. Now, see how awesome? I mean, it looks beautiful. I mean, it almost looks like it's art, more so than, like, a game.
Yeah, but it does look like it's like on rails.
But it's on rails. So I got mixed feelings. I haven't been able to get in touch with my super top secret contact to find out what the skinny is on this, if it is on rails, or if they're just doing some demos and maybe, you know, there's more flexibility.
Well, yeah, I don't see like a whole lot of evasive move actions.
Yeah, you're just...
It's like that scene.
It's like the scene. Yeah,
yeah,
that scene.
Like, prepare for evasive actions. You make a sharp turn to the left. That's an evasive action.
That's your evasive action. Oh, they'll never see that one coming.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
He made a sharp turn to the left. We're screwed.
Imperial procedures, usually you turn to the right, so they didn't know what to think about that.
What do we do?
So...
This guy's good.
Mixed feelings about that. But still excited about the game. Super excited about the game because... Now, based on the video, it looks like they're actually fighting in their player ship. Like, they're like, because you know, like, player housing is always an issue in MMOs, and in Star Wars Galaxies, you had actual cities, and you could make houses, and, you know.
I miss that.
I do too. But in the Old Republic, they give you your own
spaceship,
freighter, like a Corvette, not like the, you know, race car, but like the military sized ship. And I was going to say, you could always play on a private Star Wars Galaxies server, Leviticus Jones.
You could.
But I think it's illegal.
It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, it is probably illegal.
Now, everybody's heard of the World of Warcraft. If you haven't, you're probably not from Earth.
Yeah. Who doesn't know about it?
Well, this is like 20 million people playing every second.
It's billion something. D?
Yeah. Now, we're starting to see a trend of private servers. Now, what's a private server exactly?
It's not one of Blizzard's official servers in their list. It's okay. Where some kiddies take the code, steal it,
okay,
and run it on their own computers, and then hand out a list of that IP address, and that
so that they and their buddies can have. Yeah. No, I mean,
it's basically a way for you to rip off Blizzard by playing the game on a private server.
Yeah,
they alter the game and make.
So,
special.
Like, when you kill a roach or a squirrel, you get, like, 20,000 XP?
It's possible. They can do whatever they want to, really.
Because it's just a big database.
They can even change the raids and make them really hard.
Yeah, because
really
you've all seen the YouTube footage of people riding Onyxia around as their mount, like the flying mount.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah. There's some YouTube video of a dude, basically, he swapped the models out.
Oh, yeah.
he's sitting up on Onyxia's head. I mean, it looks awesome, but... And that's really cool, because you're basically creating your own World of Warcraft. And I'm not going to lie, conceptually, it's really a neat kind of a thing. But it's clearly illegal.
It's a violation of, like, all things good and proper in the world.
It is. Curly Jefferson is not even for this. Oh, I'm old Greg.
Sorry. Yeah, we found out yesterday that Steven is, in fact, old Greg.
I'm old Greg. Yeah. Yeah. And our, yeah. Anyway... I don't want to talk about my mix-up.
Steph's mix-up.
I'm all Greg. Anyway, World of Warcraft...
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that, Greg.
Bailey's. It's creamy and beige. So, we've seen people playing the private service, and somebody asked me, they said, well, if it's illegal, why isn't Blizzard going after these people? Now, in fact...
They are.
They just sued...
To the tune of what?
88 million
88 miles an hour. $88 million.
Yes, Doc Brown testified. $88 million. The administrators of this private server were
fined. This thing
fined.
Gets 88 miles an hour. You're going to see some serious
beep. So, but what's really crazy is not only was the administrator sued, but the courts basically said, "Hey, everyone who altered their copy of the game." To get onto your server is also liable and could be sued. So
the court's a player hater. I mean, the players are also...
Well, they got to hate the players because everybody loves the game.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it's World of Warcraft, right?
Going after the players too. It's just not cool.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Blizzard makes how much? $1.7 billion a month? That's a lot.
More than I can conceptualize.
Yeah, I can't even count that many... dollars and cents.
It's just ridiculous. But hey, you know, I enjoy playing the game, and I mean, if you're too much of a cheapskate to pay $15 a month, I mean,
then you're gonna be pissed when you have to pay $88 million.
I know, right? If you're the whole point is, well, I like the game, but I don't want to have to pay for it.
Yeah, it's pretty weak sauce.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
So anyway, it brings us to our next discussion. We were talking about this. If you, because you play World of Warcraft, right, Chris?
Yeah. So probably more than I should be.
I'm not going to comment on that because you work with me. So if you were to act, what class are you in the game? What do you play in the game?
Pretty much all of them.
Oh,
except for Warrior Paladin. I don't. Warlocks. I don't care for Warlocks.
What would you be if you were a real life World of Warcraft character? What do you most identify?
I'd be an NPC. I'd probably be a vendor.
Time is money, friend.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. No, not fair enough. I
would probably be the shaman.
Shaman?
Yeah, or druid.
So you'd be a tree hugger?
Maybe.
You're a hippie.
I'd probably be a hippie. If there were a peace pipe as an offhand, yes.
Leviticus, I want you to think about this. I want you to tell me what you would be. We decided yesterday that I would play
rogue. He would be a rogue.
Would you be a rogue?
Or a paladin?
Yeah, I'd see you being a paladin. Goody two shoes, son of a. I'd be a hunter. Totally a hunter.
Serenity.
Serenity is my pet. We were talking yesterday about how much.
Let's hope he specs marksman, because his pet's not going to do a whole lot of damage.
No. I don't know. Bloodlust and rage is a special attack.
That's a special attack. So.
She was trying to attack scorpion.
Two damage.
Yeah, but it's more like 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. Did you see the little numbers flying, man? Her DPS would be out through the roof. She was trying to attack a scorpion the other day, and the problem was, because, you know, we hunt flies.
It was a level 80 scorpion.
It was a level 80 scorpion. We hunt flies, but she can't get the flies. So I have to swat them with a towel to stun them.
Concussive shot.
And then she leaps on them. And I'm telling the whole world about this. She eats them. And she's so proud. She's so proud after she's done it. So she was trying to get the scorpion, and I couldn't stop her. And you think, she's just a little dog. I mean, for those of you that don't know, Serenity is a Papillon. Effectively, she is Eevee, the Pokemon. That's what she looks like. I mean, she's little and furry and cute, but ferocious. So I'm trying to stop her, and I'm going to have to, she goes for it, and I put my hand in, and she's like, pring!
Up
under my hand, and then I, block her off again, and she's like, pring! Around
it. She cast evasion.
And she was trying to get to the scorpion, and I couldn't stop her. And I was so afraid it was going to hit her, you know, with poison sting.
Well, a scorpion sting is about as painful as a bee sting. It's about the same kind of venom.
Yeah, but this was a level 80.
Okay.
This was the boss. It was the gear check boss. Wow. Oh, man. I had to fight so hard to keep her from eating the scorpion. So think about it. If you were going to be a World of Warcraft character, what would you be?
I know what Derek is.
What would Derek be?
He'd be a druid.
He would be a druid.
I don't know. I think he'd be a mage. Human mage with a long beard.
Yeah, he does have the Gandalf beard.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
And he would cast lightning bolts at the darkness.
What would Ben be? Ooh. And what Ben race would you be?
Ben would be a night elf priest.
You think he'd be a priest?
Riding a big cat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a little kitten.
Man, that would be interesting. And he would heal you.
He would.
Or he wouldn't, and you'd die.
He would.
And
he would hold the heels.
And he would
hold the heels and laugh.
He would lol. Yes.
Yeah, he's in the bay right now being like, it's true.
We love you.
Oh, yeah. Keep the healer happy. I want to get back to this. I do want to talk about this in a little bit. So think about it. Let us know what you would be. And StarCraft. It's all about video games today.
One of my favorite games ever.
StarCraft 2 is awesome. Have you gotten a chance to play it much? Chris?
I've played some. I've played some of the single player campaign.
I'm actually going to finish the single player campaign before I start playing more multiplayer, because the units are so different that it'll kill my multiplayer game, which is already kind of crappy. And apparently, we might host a tournament, StarCraft 2 tournament, with thousands of dollars in prizes. By the way,
sweetness.
Yeah, Kyle's eyes just went bang. Alienware and iGames and some others are doing a thing.
Not hosting.
What do you mean?
I'm participating.
Oh, well, we're not going to host. It's actually part of a nationwide tournament, so actually be in it. But they're going to be patching. Patch 1.1, due sometime next month. It's going to make a number of alterations to the game's balance.
Really?
Yes, it's going to undo any strategy that Will has used to win any games. It's going to piss him off. I'm kidding, Will. Nothing but love, buddy. They are going to reduce the effectiveness of a Zealot Rush when playing as or against the Protoss.
Yay.
Yeah, it's pretty beast, man. Zealots are the new Zerg. They're just mean. They're going to reduce the effectiveness of Terran Reapers against the Zerg. What? Why? The power of the Terran Siege Tank will be reduced when in Siege Mode. Because, as we all know, that's OP. You drop a couple of siege tanks outside of somebody's base.
Yeah, their base is toast.
Yeah, just lock them down and you're done. Terran battlecruisers will be less powerful against ground units. What? No. No, I don't like this. I plan at all. No. The Yamato cannon standing by.
Good job, Blizzard. Leave the Zerg alone.
The Zerg Ultralisks have lost their ram attack, as it was proving in too many instances to be less powerful than its regular attack. What are you, buffing the Zerg? No! No!
No.
I think a bunch of Koreans out there just
went, Yatta! There are also some minor adjustments being made to some build and cooldown times as well, along with a global rollout of the U.S. hotkey layouts, including a left-hander's layout. For the complete list of changes due in 1.1, check out Blizzard's official site. Checking it now. I don't see it. Anyway, if you want a collector's edition, by the way, I have one for sale. I'm going to sell it for dollars. You can start making offers. Now I want to play StarCraft 2 before the patch comes out and completely ruins the game for me. Ooh. But first, we're going to take a break. That is all for the first segment of That Computer Show. We're going to be back after the break with more news like how Carl Zeiss's 3D home theater glasses are guaranteed to please or make you throw up. And how science is taking a note from my research with Nikola Tesla. Just trust me on this, Chris. Ways to pull electricity out of thin air. Or actually, thick air would be the thick air.
Hmm.
And a fuel cell powered by the same stuff that makes us hyper, mana potions.
Awesome.
Actually, sugar, which isn't in a mana potion. You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment 2 will start in mere minutes.
Too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, brush, let's all lather, boys, whichever you've the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, a dollar for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho,
yo-ho, yo-ho. Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill
Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Hot dog, armor, hot dog. What kinds of kids eat armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Dog kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When men bite dogs, they do say they.
But when kids bite dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dog, kids love you.
It's the Onion Radio News. A crazy man announces plans to stand in a doorway and yell at cars. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Dennis Fife, an Alhambra, California crazy man, held a press conference today to announce his intention to stand in the doorway of the office building at 2600 Kenilworth Avenue and yell at cars all day.
At approximately 9:30 a.m. on the day in question, shortly after I finish lunging at dogs, I will proceed to the front steps of the Simmons building and yell loudly for 9 hours. The screaming will be broken by a 15-minute fit of rigid catatonia, most likely in the late afternoon.
Among the topics Fife plans to address during his 9-hour rant, the Ace of Diamonds, bookshelves, the man trying to kill him, plastic bags in trees, Trapper John M.D., and papers, papers everywhere. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, toss it, point it, zoom it.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, boys and girls, mutants and humans alike. That computer show segment two. Okay. So, we talk a lot about credit card theft and fraud and stuff, right?
Yes.
I got some news here about thieves stealing $10 million.
What?
Yeah, and they got away with it.
How?
They did it pennies at a time.
Like in Office Space, only he didn't get the decimal place.
Yeah, microtransactional theft, ladies and gentlemen. Credit card thieves allegedly stole over $10 million by placing bogus charges on customers' credit cards for amounts between $10 and 20 cents. So between 20 cents to $10. Each customer was stolen from only once, spreading the theft out over a million different cardholders. Check your bank statements. There is a decent chance you were one of those hit. So if you have a weird $2 charge somewhere, pwned. Yeah. $9
they're
here.
Genius. They're genius.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give them props. That's genius.
It is genius.
Because if you see a $2 charge or something in your account, you're like, oh, whatever, I probably bought like a sandwich or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I probably bought an MP3 and from a website.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what that's from. The suit, filed in March by the Federal Trade Commission, contends that over at least a four-year period, scammers placed more than $10 million in bogus blah, 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 blah. The suit says they moved the money to bank accounts in Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Bulgaria, Cyprus, and Krakalakistan. No, it's Kyrgyzstan.
Krakalakistan?
Yeah, South Kakalakistan. The suit was filed in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois.
Stanistan.
The nation of Stanistan. Yeah, man.
Didn't they do that in South Park?
Probably,
yeah. You know, I like South Park because you can say probably to pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that? Probably. Did they make fun of Bill Murray? Probably.
Yeah, this is most of the fraudulent charges were for $9, but some of them were just 20 cents. It looks like there were more complaints about the 20 cent charges than the $9 charges because they looked really odd. Yeah, interesting. Hmm. So check your statements, ladies and gentlemen. You might have been owned.
Okay, this just in from Microsoft. It is not unusual for hackers and script kiddies to crash their Windows systems and send us their code all the time.
Wait, say this again. What?
You know when your computer crashes now, when Windows crashes, you get a little thing, you wish to send this to complaint to Microsoft.
Yes.
And you hit that. According to Microsoft senior security architect Rocky Heckman, when a hacker system crashes in Windows, as with all typical Windows crashes, the user will be prompted to send the entire error details, including the malicious code, to Microsoft.
That's fun.
The funny thing is that many say yes.
I don't send my code.
He explains further. People have sent us their virus code when they're trying to develop their virus, and they keep crashing their systems. It's amazing how much stuff we get.
Wow.
I'm surprised they actually even look at that, because I've sent that before.
They look at
video
every
games
one
crashes.
Of them. Every
video
one
games
of them.
Crash and no response. No. Hey, this video game is crashing on our operating system. We're gonna patch it.
I sometimes get responsiveness from stuff.
Well, you're on TV, so.
Oh, I'm a TV star, so obviously my data is my crashes are more important.
Right. Yeah.
So we talked last. Oh, Chris is eating. Look at him; he's like eating a nuclear energy powder while I'm talking. He did.
And
yeah, chase it with a liquid ice. We talked last week about Portal being used to in college curriculum. I've got news here: StarCraft is being used to teach economics and resource management at the U of F. I just like saying U of F.
Is that the University of Florence?
No, it's the... Nate Poling, a PhD candidate at the University of Florida, came up with the idea and sold his department on it. So, IDS 2935, 21st Century Skills in StarCraft, will be offered as an online-only class this semester. Yeah.
But requires a purchase of the StarCraft.
It does, actually. It requires that you already be familiar with
he could
the
hold
game.
The entire class... In the game, using the chat system in the game.
He could, yeah. It's like, only open class. To students in the Honors College, which means that smart people are better.
Now, this is StarCraft and not StarCraft 2, correct?
Well, see, this is the thing. I'm looking at a screenshot of StarCraft 2.
It's probably going to be StarCraft 2.
Yeah, I would imagine, because, you know,
see,
StarCraft
now, I
is,
believe it's StarCraft.
Well, StarCraft is
because there
is
was
hard
a class. No. There was a StarCraft class that was hosted at, I forget what college it was, but they actually, there was an in-class thing. They had to play 10 games a night and record all the games and bring them to class.
Interesting.
And it was using StarCraft. This was pre-StarCraft 2, so...
Yeah, well, and this is apparently not new. California Berkeley offered a course on competitive StarCraft.
That's what it was.
Yeah, through the Haas School of Business. But he's using StarCraft for business management, learning about people's strengths, weaknesses, and different abilities, and also resource management. It's kind of genius. It's a great excuse to play video games. So I will be sending my resume. Or no, you don't send a resume. You apply to a school.
Application,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to applicate to the U of F. And I'm not going to apply to, what is this? What did she, it's like the Fort Lauderdale College of Art and Design or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a quote, and I'm reading this from Kotaku.com. Carrie Ann Howard studied game design.
Hey, wait, that's my cousin.
Your cousin's hot, dude.
I'm kidding.
Okay. She got a, quote, worthless degree and became a stripper. She paid $70,000 for a degree from a for-profit college, and she wanted to be a video game designer. She's been playing video games since she was 3 years old. And let's see. I was on unemployment for a year and continued to search for a job in the gaming field as well as the art field, Howard tells Kotaku. No one would hire me because I didn't have the skills and knowledge in video game design. She had a degree, but the degree didn't prepare her for work in the game industry. According to her, my portfolio looks like a student that graduated from high school crafts class that likes to work on graphic design and illustration. And there's a video on Kotaku where she shows some of her final projects, and I'm not assaulting her skills. But she says it herself. She's like, I got an A on this project, and I didn't finish coloring it. It's pretty embarrassing. I was either underqualified to work in the gaming industry or overqualified to work regular jobs. Now, she went to conventions. She did the networking. She was an IGDA member. That was her dream. But now she says she had to turn to webcam performance and then to stripping to make ends meet. And she said that she's gonna keep doing that, save up some money, and go back to school. But she's not gonna work in the gaming industry because this college, she says, has destroyed her desire to play video games. Not the other desires, because obviously, you know. So it's pretty tragic.
So you remember what was it? Blockbuster?
The video store?
Yeah. Oh, they're still around.
Yeah,
I was like, for now. Well, according to the LA Times, this is pretty funny that Blockbuster gets leaked on the web. According to the LA Times, they're in pretty bad shape. It seems that Jim Keyes, that's the CEO, and a team of restructuring consultants reportedly met with all the major Hollywood studios last week to tell them about a plan to file bankruptcy before interest payments come due. On nearly $1 billion in debt by the end of next month.
They need to get a loan from World of Warcraft.
Or freaking Steve Allen.
I got some updated news real quick about the Star Wars, The Old Republic. The space combat, it's a minigame. It is on rails. It's like Star Fox.
A minigame. Is there going to be other space combat, or is it...
I have no news on that I can talk about, but...
You tell him.
No, you got... All I know is that it's a mini game, kind of like it is kind of on rails, but that it's not like it's not a core focus of the game.
Sorry, I was overly aggressive.
You were a little aggressive right there, but it's okay. We're still friends. Shake on it.
Okay.
Can we fist bump too? Ready? Ready?
Yep.
Awesome.
All right.
We're friends.
So yeah, Blockbuster.
I just want to know.
I'll find out.
Okay. Blockbuster's in trouble, man.
Dude, yeah, you know, they've gone to the whole kiosk, like rent the Blockbuster.
Sort of like Redbox did.
Yeah.
But I think it's a too little too late.
Yeah.
They're feeling the pressure from Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu. You're a big fan of Amazon.
I
use Netflix. I have not really put a whole lot of interest into Hulu. Have you seen Hulu Plus yet?
I have not, because I don't want to pay $10.
I received my invitation to Hulu Plus day before yesterday, and I took a look at it. Now, I'm a little upset because in order to even kind of try it out, I have to sign up for it, and it said your credit card will be charged right now. And so I didn't sign up for it. I want to play with it to see if it's even worth the $10. Like Netflix, you can get a free month. You sign up, you get a free month. If you don't like it, hey, you know, just cancel it. But if you do like it, which you should because it's awesome, then you can continue to pay. Netflix will continue to get my $10 a month. I think it's worth it. I get to watch all kinds of great movies on there that are pretty much anything that's out there in DVD. Granted, a lot of the current television shows are not on DVD.
Yeah.
But they are on Hulu. So that's where Hulu wins out. If you are a fan of the current television shows and you don't have a DVR or you don't know how to work it, or you just forget to plug in the information, and well, you can go to Hulu. Mm-hmm. And Hulu Plus is an HD. They do have a lot of the current TV programming on there, but they don't have a lot of the cable stuff. Netflix does, like Dexter and Weeds and things like that. So. And another plus for Netflix is if it's not available via streaming, it is almost definitely available via disc.
Disc. So. I never thought I would actually say that I'm done with discs, because they
are kind of inconvenient now.
Yes, they are, and I was thinking about this. I moved a couple years ago, and I was packing up the DVDs, and I had a box that was like 3 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. It was huge, full of DVDs. And it was only like 40 or 50 movies. It wasn't even that many, because, you know, I had the DVD boxes and all that. And then I was looking on my video library on Amazon. Your tongue is so blue right now. It looks like you just devoured a Smurf.
It was crunchy.
Oh, bones. So, yeah, I'm actually...
Yeah, you would think they'd be soft, but that blue stuff is candy coating.
That would be awesome.
Smurferific.
We just completely... I forgot what we were talking about. Actually, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Blockbuster about to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah. So, Blockbuster, sorry, man. You know, none but love.
Well, I to be honest with you, this is going to sound bad. I want them to go away. I'm done with Blockbuster.
Are you?
Yes, because Blockbuster... It's one of those last holdouts. The movie industry, the movie house industry, wants Blockbusters to stick around because it provides competition to Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu. And that and more competition in that market means higher licensing prices for the studios, which means it's still going to cost more for these companies to get the media content, and they're going to charge us more, or it's just not going to be available. With Blockbuster gone and out of the way, that frees up Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and iTunes for more content. The delivery system becomes, okay, Blockbuster's gone. The main delivery system for these kind of movies, after they're out of the theaters, is internet streaming. Because all of these companies have a high-profile, well-developed streaming system, where Blockbuster just doesn't. I mean, have you tried to rent a Blockbuster movie online? Well, I did it, and it was the most painful, ridiculous thing. The software wouldn't work on my computer. And I have a regular Windows 7 machine. And it's, oh, you have to install this program from Microsoft's website that will completely delete any secure movies you've ever purchased. Delete those keys off your computer just so you can watch this one movie for $1.99.
It's pretty easy on the TiVo. It's built in, just like the Amazon Video On Demand stuff. But yeah, it's. I really think that's the key, is a delivery system that is transparent. It needs to cater to a 74-year-old mom or grandma or person.
Netflix just released an iPhone app, not just for like for your queue, actually to watch the movies on your iPhone or iPad.
That's kind of cool, except for the screen is tiny.
Actually, if you have an iPhone 4, yeah, it's tiny, but it's probably higher resolution than the TV you have on your wall, unless it's a 1080p
well,
TV.
Yeah.
And even at that resolution, it's going to look really good. Now, granted, I don't think that the Netflix movies are going to stream at that resolution. They'll probably stream at 480p.
Yeah.
But in your hand, it will still look pretty good. On an iPad, it will probably still look pretty good. Now, I want this same streaming experience on my Android device, which Netflix seems to be the leader in getting their software and their content on just about anything with a plug and a screen. PlayStation, Xbox, Wii, every freaking TV out there, Blu-ray players, now iPhones, probably Android devices, Coke cans, toothbrushes.
What are you talking?
Condoms. Cordless handheld electric red juice.
All right, that is all for the second segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We'll be back after the break with some world-changing news. I really want to pull electricity out of air and sugar.
I think I just pulled it out.
I'm pretty sure you just
caffeine,
did.
Malic acid, artificial flavors and colors.
Now imagine if we could put that into a
number five.
Oh, that's got a lot of power.
Number three.
So stay tuned and sit tight while Chris reads the label. That Computer Show will be right back.
What's inside the orange box? The best game of all time. Brain melting, offbeat genius. The deepest multiplayer game of the year. The Orange Box, October 10th. Rated D2M.
We're gonna do it. That's it.
$5 foot long.
That's not, no, it's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5 second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
Well, when a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Junior for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the PK value menu.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound?
Valpak.com. There are more savings online
like
for you.
To buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
The Onion Radio News. 180 trillion leisure hours were lost to work in 2004. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Boston University's School of Lifestyle Management released disturbing findings today that indicate that more than 180 trillion valuable leisure hours were lost to work in 2004. Sociology professor Adam Bernhardt headed the nationwide study of 12,000 Americans.
The majority of American adults find work cutting into the middle of their days, exactly when leisure is most effective. Unfortunately, most Americans can't enjoy leisure during this time for the simple reason that they're at work.
Bernhard reluctantly added that the report was responsible for the loss of nearly 12,000 leisure hours. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, load it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
And we are back with segment three of That Computer Show. I am officially jealous. My buddy Brian, he's on the Old Republic development team, just told me he's going to be at PAX and that they're going to have a playable version of Star Wars The Old Republic at PAX in Seattle. So we'll be closing the store. We really need, you know what we really need to do? We need to get our press badges and start going to these events.
Be fun.
Yes. So Brian, I'm not going to see you at PAX, but man, I'm going to catch you at the next one. Wow. Okay. Electricity out of thin air. Now, Chris, you have a geek crush on Nikola Tesla, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He practically invented the 20th century.
He invented the 20th century. Actually, it's an interesting piece of news. It's trivia, actually. Okay, the 20th century, is 1899 was still the 19th century, right? In 1899, around November, December of 1899, he actually said, "Hey, I've got an invention. I'm going to call it the 20th century. And in a couple of months, I'm going to launch it." And then January 1st, there you go. It happened. That's how it happened.
I mean, everything with a motor in it, alternating current.
Yeah.
The three-phase electric power.
He posited a hypothesis in 1892 when he said, "Ere many generations pass, our machinery will be driven by a power obtainable at any point of the universe." Effectively, he's talking about, we hope, some research that was presented recently at the annual meeting of the American Chemical Society is to find how atmospheric water vapor becomes electrically charged and how this may lead to devices that can create electricity from the air itself, basically harnessing that interaction. Holy crap.
So as you drive your car, you could be recharging your battery.
Yeah, I mean, it would basically pull those electrical charges out of effectively air. Now I really want to see us harness lightning. Did anybody see the lightning last night?
I missed it.
It was like something out of a science fiction movie. I'm talking like 4 or 5 second long bolts of lightning, and they were different colors. It was awesome.
I was sleeping.
I
thought you went home to go to sleep.
I couldn't sleep because of the thunder. And I went outside and I was like, holy crap, the Emperor Palpatine must be on a plane somewhere.
Unlimited power.
So that's really cool. But what's also really cool is scientists are finally figuring out how to harness the power of children. A new type of fuel cell points to a future where gadgets could be powered by the same fuel as 10-year-old kids. Sugar. Now I'm reading this off of device.com. Basically, Dr. Shelley Mintier, in a report presented to the American Chemical Society, Not Mentos. That would be awesome.
I wonder if she's minty fresh.
She said that the mitochondria fuel cell works with either sugary liquids or vegetable oil and generates electricity through a process similar to that used by the human body. They've tested the device, but it said you need further development, blah, 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 blah. So I can just imagine if your cell phone is powered by sugar, like right after lunch, after dessert, it just starts calling everybody you know. You can't control it, just going crazy. So, ooh, I wonder, dude, that would be like a AA battery right there.
Yeah, this
all of the sugar in that
radium in your energy powder, yeah. The radium raspberry I'm consuming.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. I got some other news for us. Let's find something cool.
How about something kind of irritating?
Robot prostitution in Fallout?
What?
That could be irritating.
I was talking about... Paul Allen suing everybody.
Oh, I was talking about motor oil.
Google, Apple, Facebook, Office Depot, Staples, Yahoo, YouTube, Netflix, eBay.
Grease that up.
Everybody except for Microsoft and Amazon.
Why not Microsoft and Amazon?
Well, you know, he was the co-founder of Microsoft. And as far as Amazon, it seems that one of the companies that Paul Allen founded, Vulcan Incorporated, is they just finished Amazon's new headquarters. So, yeah, they've got an inside thing there. So, Paul Allen was working at this company. It was called Interval and Interval Licensing, LLC. It seems that some of the patents that he's claiming that Google, Apple, and everybody else is violating are extremely broad. Like,
yeah,
alerting users to items of current interest.
Breathing.
The wheel. A rotating device for moving stuff from here to there. I mean, these are software patents that are the most broad software patents I think I've ever seen since Microsoft patented, you know, right-clicking. It's just ridiculous. Facebook said in a statement, "We believe this suit is completely without merit, and we will fight it vigorously." So, yeah, Google has also chided Allen over the lawsuit.
It's just kind of dumb.
And if you can't, those that can do, do. Those that can't, litigate. And this guy, Paul Allen, used to be a doer. He used to be one of the movers and shakers in technology.
Now he's a doucher.
Now he's just... If you were an ice cream flavor...
You'd be pralines. I can't say... Can we say that on the radio? Yeah, we can say that on the radio, can't we?
Probably.
If you were an ice cream flavor, he'd be pralines and dick. That's for you, Richard, if you're listening, man. My Wayne's World buddy. Hey, what happens to a cheeseburger in hydrochloric acid? Sorry.
It turns to poop?
It turns, no. Well, depending on how you introduce it to the hydrochloric acid.
Well, if it's through my mouth and into the hydrochloric acid that's in my stomach.
Some British scientists dunked a cheeseburger in hydrochloric acid to see what happens. This video is the result. Hold on.
Did you? Is that what you linked?
That's what I just sent you. Leviticus, let me send you this. Hold on. Clone. Cheese. Everyone has hydrochloric acid in their stomachs. It's one of the first steps in the digestive process. This video is incomplete because in our stomach, the amino acids that are there to help break down the fats, blah, blah, blah. Fast food cheeseburgers are more an assemblage of chemicals that create the illusion of food.
Is this acid hot?
Why?
Well, it's like it there was some steam. Yeah, so...
I don't know. I have a feeling that that's probably hydrochloric acidifying, like, any particulate matter in the glass.
Hey, we finally figured out a way to dissolve McDonald's food.
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, as an interesting aside, there is a link here that...
Whoa! That dude's hair! I mean...
Oh.
It's... Wow.
Wait, what dude are you talking about?
He's ridiculous with the hair. It's like Doc Brown had
no hair. Oh, my gosh. No, you know what that is? That's what a dodo bird's head looks like. That's where they all went. Wow. But, yeah, there's a picture of a cheeseburger that's been sitting around for 12 years and shows no signs of decomposition. a 12-year-old cheeseburger. 12-year-old McDonald's hamburger.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. All right, we should talk about other stuff. Hey, have you heard about that game Brink? Have you guys heard about it?
I'm not familiar with it.
Wait. The McDonald's hamburger on the right is from 2008. The one on the left is from 1996. What in the world? Aside from drying out a bit and having the oddest smell, it apparently hasn't changed much in 12 years. Dude, it looks... Ah, that's messed up. Okay. Pretty sure I'm eating a Taco Bell tonight. And in local news...
The Taco Bell on Lake Murray Boulevard
is alive.
Is open. It's open. Please come get your tacos. Tacos.
Yeah, we're excited because the Taco Bell right up the street from that computer store is now... open for business. I've been there like 12 times in the past 2 days.
We're all going to gain a few pounds. It's just going to happen.
Hey, did you hear about Rock Band's, the game's PR agency faking reviews?
What?
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission caught the PR outfit that publicizes the Rock Band video game franchise settled with the FTC. They caught agency employees posing as customers to post positive reviews on the iTunes App Store. Reverb Communications has been busted.
Terrible.
Yeah. The, what do they call that? Shills?
I think.
It's an industry term from like vaudeville or something like that. Basically, they were faking reviews. Now, what I don't understand is the game is good in its own right. And they paid me $20 to say that. I don't understand why you'd have to lie about it because it's clearly a great game.
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
Oh, man. We got a new set list last week. And they made me sing, and it was awesome. I think Sex on Fire is my new favorite song. I can't tell you why on the air. But, yeah. And Duke University breaks the internet.
How?
They were experimenting. They had an experiment.
They put a cheeseburger in hydrochloric acid.
Yeah. They temporarily disrupted about 1% of all internet traffic. For a short period of time. An experiment run by Duke University and a European group responsible for managing internet resources went awry.
So that's why I got that message on my screen while I was watching Netflix last night. Your internet connection has slowed.
It might, actually. They disrupted a small percentage of global internet traffic. The damage could have been far worse, but they said that the incident just goes to show you how fragile one of the internet's core protocols really is. Problem started just before 9 a.m. GMT. So, yeah, actually, you may have been affected by that. Blah, 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 blah. It's boring, science, electronics, blah, 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 data. Broken internet is really...
I love the Reader's Digest version.
Some
science happened, and the internet was slowed.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we talk about cheeseburgers.
Someone cast slow. Oh, yeah. Speaking of casting slow, I got some information here. Indie Inc. said he would be a troll priest.
Okay.
But when Cataclysm comes out, he's going to be a gnome.
Because gnomes can be priests. Yeah.
Will would be a death knight.
Of course.
Go figure. Robbie said he would be a paladin.
I think Will would be a death knight just because he wants his eyes to glow blue.
Yes, and Indie Inc., I did see that Gaga's Butt tweet, and I don't understand why. Goblin priest. He said he'd be a goblin priest.
Not a Gaga's Butt?
There's a...
what?
Okay, something. Lady Gaga, she, Twitter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently her butt has its own Twitter account.
Her butt? Interesting.
I don't know if it's really her butt, but yeah, Gaga's Butt is one of the top Twitters recently. And what's funny is I saw this before he sent me the Twitter, so now I have to talk about it because that's two verifiable sources of weirdness. Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I think I'm breaking a rule of that computer store internet netiquette.
No, because you're not out in the main room.
Okay.
Yeah, not safe for work.
I accidentally found a website pertaining to Lady Gaga and her posterior.
So...
Whoops.
Have you heard about Brink? Kyle, have you heard about Brink?
Ah, here we go.
Brink?
That's the people who have the trucks with the move the monies.
No, that's Brink's security.
Oh.
There's a new game called Brink coming out. Brink is a first-person team shooter set on an advanced seaborne city of the future. You can play it solo or with up to 8 players against either or. Now, if I remember correctly, you can seamlessly switch between first player and multiplayer, or I could be thinking of another game. But, Yeah, that's right. It seamlessly transitions from a single player to a multiplayer game. Your single player character is persistent with your multiplayer character, and you can switch in and out at any point in time. Nobody believed it, but apparently they have delivered. Now, this has another game mechanic that I don't quite understand it, but it basically, like, if you want to go from point A to point two, B, point A to point two, like, and there's an obstacle in your way, if you press this game mechanic button on your controller, on your keyboard, whatever, it will get you there in the coolest route possible.
Like, if
there's a bar in your way and you duck and press that coolness button, you'll slide under it real cool like. But if you're running and you press the coolness button, you'll automatically seamlessly jump over it. It's supposed to make pathfinding and getting over obstacles in a first-person shooter easier. So apparently it actually works. So I'm really looking. Whoa, no, huh? That's not the end of the show. Really? That's the end? Really?
No.
Well, I got other stuff to talk about. I got body scanners from Total Recall in airports.
Oh, you got other stuff? Okay.
I got the I got the World of Warcraft Brewfest tankard. The show really is over, right?
Only if you want it to.
No, I really think it does have to be over because we've got stuff to do at the store. Unfortunately. Bummer. Well, that's all for this week's World of That Computer Show. We'll be back next week with more Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCS Joe. Until next week. Wow, I'm kind of dizzy. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to
That Computer Show.